Today we're building one of those pads that can completely transform a drum and bass intro or breakdown. We're talking about that old-school sunrise feeling, where the harmony feels emotional and widescreen, but the groove still stays lean, rolling and ready for the drums to come back in. The big idea here is simple. Don't make one giant pad and hope it works. Build layers with different jobs. One layer gives you the warm emotional body. One layer gives you air and shimmer. One layer gives you texture and movement, that little bit of imperfection that makes the sound feel alive instead of like a polished preset. We're doing this in Ableton Live 12 using stock devices, so you can recreate the whole workflow without needing a third-party plugin stack. Start by setting your project tempo somewhere in the classic drum and bass zone, around 170 to 174 BPM. That's the sweet spot for this kind of sunrise material. Keep the time signature at 4/4, and choose a minor key that feels emotional but not too dark. D minor, F minor, G minor, or a minor are all great starting points. The trick is to stay in a minor center, but use rich voicing so the harmony still feels hopeful. For the chord movement, keep it simple and musical. Something like D minor 9 to B flat major 7 to C add 9 to F major 7 is a really strong sunrise style progression. You can also try F minor 9 to D flat major 7 to E flat add 9 to a flat major 7 if you want that deeper jungle nostalgia. The main thing is to spread the notes out. Don't stack them like a piano block. Let the chord breathe. Now create your first MIDI track and load Waveeatable. This is going to be your warm core layer. Think of this as the emotional center of the whole sound. For the core patch, start with a saw wave on oscillator 1, and maybe a triangle or another slightly detuned saw on oscillator 2. Keep the filter low pass and start with the cutoff fairly low, somewhere around 300 to 800 Hz depending on the patch. Set the voices around 6 to 8, and use a little unison, maybe 2 or 3 voices, but keep the detune subtle. You want width and thickness, not a giant super saw cloud. For the amp envelope, give it a slower attack. Somewhere around 200 to 800 milliseconds works well. Then let the decay breathe a little, keep sustain fairly high, and use a release that tails off nicely, maybe 2 to 5 seconds. The goal is for the pad to bloom into the space, not hit like a synth stab. That slow arrival is a huge part of the emotional feel. Now think about how you voice the chord in MIDI. Put the root down in the lower mid-range, then build upward with the 3rd, 7th, 9th, and maybe the 5th if you need it. If you're in D minor, for example, try something like D2, A2, C3, E3, and F3. That gives you emotional color without a muddy cluster in the low end. You want body, but you also want room for the bass line and kick to do their thing. Next, duplicate that pad track and turn it into your air layer. This layer's job is different. It doesn't need to carry the whole harmony. It just needs to add brightness, openness, and that glowing sunrise top end. You can keep the same MIDI notes, but simplify the sound. On this layer, use a brighter Waveeatable or even analog if you want a softer old hardware vibe. High pass it more aggressively so it stays out of the way of the core. This layer should feel light and floating, like light through fog. On the air layer, start with EQ8 and cut the lows pre-hard, somewhere around 250 to 500 Hz. If you need more sparkle, add a subtle high boost somewhere around 6 to 10 kHz, but don't overdo it. Then use auto filter with a very slow low pass movement. Keep the rate extremely slow, around 0.03 to 0.15 Hz if you're not syncing it. That tiny drift adds life without sounding obviously modulated. After that, add chorus ensemble, but keep it subtle. This is not the place for obvious wobble. We just want width and motion. Then add reverb with a long tail, maybe 4 to 8 seconds of decay, but high pass the reverb return if possible so it doesn't flood the low mids. A dry slash wet around 15 to 30% is usually enough. This layer should feel like the top of the chord is dissolving into air. Now it's time for the third layer, the texture and movement layer. This is where the patch starts to feel like old school DNB instead of just a nice ambient chord. There are a few good ways to do this. One option is to use Waveeatable or operator with a noise component and heavily filter it. Another is to use a sampled texture like vinyl hiss, tape noise, rain, crowd ambience, or some dusty field recording. You can also load an old synth stab or orchestral tail into Simpler and turn it into a ghost layer underneath the main pad. For a noise-based layer, add autopan to create movement. Keep the phase at 180 degrees and the amount somewhere around 10 to 25%. You can sync the rate to something slow like a half note or one bar, or use a free-running low rate if you want a more natural drift. Then add a little saturator for harmonic grit, and finish with a long reverb. This layer should be felt more than heard. It's the glue that makes the sound feel printed, aged, and alive. If you go the sampled route, clean it up with EQ8, cut the lows, and maybe use a gate if the noise is too constant. Then add hybrid reverb or a roomy reverb to place it in the same space as the synth layers. Use utility if you need to control the stereo width. A tiny bit of dusty texture can make the whole pad feel much more authentic. Once all three layers are working, group them. You can use an instrument rack or a group track, but the important thing is to get them under shared control. This is where the workflow gets really powerful. Map a few macros so the pad becomes playable and expressive. For example, one macro can control tone by moving filter cutoff across all layers. Another can control air by boosting the top end or reverb amount on the brighter layer. Another can control width, maybe through utility or chorus depth. Another can control movement by changing auto filter or modulation depth. You could even add a grit macro for the texture layers saturate or drive. The point here is not just convenience, it's performance. You want to be able to shape the emotional energy of the pad in real time, or automate it easily in arrangement. That's how you go from a static sound to something that feels like part of the track. Now let's process the whole pad bus like it belongs in a drum and bass record. Start with EQ8 on the group. High pass the pad around 120 to 200 Hz so it stays out of the sub's way. If the low mids get muddy, carve a little around 250 to 400 Hz. If the pad needs a little extra air, add a gentle shelf up top. But be careful. You're not trying to make it hi-fi and shiny. You're trying to make it emotional and controlled. Then add a glue compressor with a light touch, a ratio around 2 to 1, a moderate attack, and auto or medium release usually works well. Aim for just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. That's enough to glue the layers together without flattening the bloom. If you want a little extra vintage movement, chorus ensemble or phaser flanger can be nice here too, but again, keep it subtle. Then add hybrid reverb if you want a bigger, more cinematic atmosphere. A blend of a shorter room and a longer hall can be perfect for sunrise vibes. Finally, add utility so you can manage width and, if needed, keep the low end more focused. And now the important DNB part, make room for the drums and bass. This pad can be beautiful, but if it fights the kick, snare, or sub, it loses its job, so make sure the low end is under control. If the bass line is busy, carve a little more around 80 to 200 Hz. If the snare is getting masked, take a small dip around 180 to 300 Hz. If the pad is crowding the hats, don't just keep boosting highs. Sometimes reducing a little 7 to 10 kHz is the cleaner move. Also, sidechain the pad gently to the kick, or even to a ghost trigger if you want a more controlled pulse. You're not trying to create an aggressive EDM pump unless that's the style. For sunrise DNB, the sidechain should breathe. It should make the pad feel like it's leaning around the groove, not bouncing on top of it. Now let's write the harmony in a way that supports that sunrise emotional arc. Use a progression with motion, but don't overcomplicate it. A strong four-chord loop can do a lot of work if the voicings are smart. For example, DM 9 to B flat major 7 to C and add 9 to F major 7 gives you a classic uplifting minor feel. Or FM 9 to D flat major 7 to E flat add 9 to a flat major 7 gives you a deeper, foggier vibe. Or try a minor 9 to G to F, major 7 to E minor 7, if you want something that feels like tension resolving into hope. A really good trick here is to move the top note smoothly between chords. Even if the harmony is simple, a moving top voice makes the progression feel like it's traveling somewhere. That's huge for sunrise arrangements. Now automate the pad. This is where the emotion really comes alive. Over 8 to 16 bars, slowly open the filter cutoff. Start fairly closed, then gradually let it bloom. Increase reverb during breakdown moments, then pull it back when the drums return. Widen the stereo image over time so the section feels like it's opening up. If you're using returns, send more to a short room and a long atmospheric tail as the energy rises. And if you want one of those classic emotional lift moments, a small resonance sweep can work wonders, as long as you don't make it harsh. Think about the arrangement like a real DJ or producer would. In the first couple of bars, keep the pad filtered and narrow. Let the texture layer whisper, not shout. Then as the section develops, open the filter a little, bring in more reverb, and maybe add a reverse cymbal or atmospheric effects. As you move toward the final bars of the phrase, widen the stereo image, let the chords breathe more, and maybe change the inversion so the top note shifts. That little change can make the whole thing feel like it's rising. For an 8-bar sunrise intro, you might have pad only at the start, then a gradual filter open, then a wider and more emotional bloom near the end. By the time the drums and bass come back, the pad should feel like it introduced the scene and then stepped aside to let the groove hit. A few things to watch out for. Don't let the pad get too heavy in the low end. Don't drown everything in reverb. Don't make every layer super wide. Don't let chorus get cheesy. And don't leave the sound static. A pad with no movement just sounds like a held keyboard chord. A pad with evolving filter, width, reverb, and texture feels like a journey. One more pro tip. Check the sound in the mix, not just in solo. A pad that sounds enormous by itself can disappear or become messy once the breaks and bass come in. Keep adjusting while the drums are playing. That's where the real decisions happen. If you want to push this further, try resampling the pad once you like the sound. Bounce a phrase to audio, reverse part of it, maybe chop the tail and layer it back in as a transition. That's a very DNB way to work, and it often gives you a more committed, printed character than leaving everything live and pristine.